This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You must defend the First Amendment. You must stand up against big tech censorship. President Trump, you must stand up against big tech censorship. You must stand up for free speech. Now is the time. President Trump, you must release Julian Assange. Julian Assange didn't do anything wrong, but as a whistleblower, exposed criminal activity. Free Julian Assange!
Free Julian Assange!
Free Julian Assange!
So there's Alex Jones in front of the White House yesterday while President Donald Trump was meeting with Jack Dorsey, the CEO, president, founder of Twitter. So we're going to have more clips from Alex Jones yesterday bullhorning the White House, and we will most likely be hearing from Alex Jones before the end of the broadcast today as well. But, you know, here's the deal, because I've got this stack of news, all kinds of stuff to get to. Something that really angered me yesterday, and I lost my temper on air. It seems that the president has now responded, so that's great news. The president is listening to us, but we are growing weary of the lack of action. So will Twitter stop shadow banning conservatives? I doubt it. But will the president and Jack Dorsey hear that Alex Jones was outside and maybe even heard him with the bullhorn? Absolutely. Man, you know, look, I'm not the one to judge somebody's fashion, like, typically. I mean, I don't mind critiquing it or talking about it, but seriously, what is the deal with Jack Dorsey? Does this guy have no taste? Does this guy intentionally always want to look like a bum? He looks like he just got done panhandling on the side of the road. What is this guy's deal? He's in the White House. Come on, dude. Like, comb your hair or something. What an embarrassment. Oh, and then the hilarity at CNN is just, I can't even. So I think we may actually be joined by Brian Stelter today. So I think that that's going to happen. Leo Zagami will be joining me. And then Patrick Casey from the American Identity Movement, whose video we featured yesterday of the gentlemen dressed up as clowns in a clown world, going to the drag queen story hour. And of course they got kicked out. You know, you're only allowed to be at drag queen story hour dressed like a clown if you're there to play with the kids. But you know, if you're there to live in a clown world, you have to go. Look at that guy. He's hold on, go to the guy in the green shirt who's kicking them out, and he puffs his belly out at them. It's like really odd. And he's wearing sandals with socks too. Oh my gosh. Is he not wearing sandals with socks? I mean, am I wrong about this, or are those sandals with socks? And what are those, track pants? This is an interesting fellow here. He may even have a whistle around his neck. All right. So that's going to be happening too. But you know, before I do all that, I'm going to have to do 4 hours of broadcasting today. So I'm going to need my Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. I already took my Brain Force and a couple of krill oil pills to really get my brain blasted. But I'm going to need a little extra energy today. So I'm going to take my Turbo Force right here. And I'm doing the hot water mix today. So we're going to be sipping on Turbo Force during the Alex Jones show today. So if you're wondering how I got all this energy, just saunter on over to InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself a box or 10 of Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so I'm about to go into full chi mode. You know about this. It's a living meme. Just accept it. Just accept that Turbo Force has now become a living meme. and just go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your Turbo Force and be memorized as we go to break here on The Alex Jones Show.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Mr. Trump, you must defend the First Amendment. You must stand up against big tech censorship. President Trump, you must stand up against big tech censorship. You must stand up for free speech. Now is the time. President Trump, you must release Julian Assange. Julian Assange didn't do anything wrong, but as a whistleblower, exposed criminal activity. Free Julian Assange!
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 That was the scene outside the White House yesterday when Alex Jones was visiting D.C. on a secret mission from an alternate dimension, while President Trump was talking to Jack Dorsey inside the White House. We're still trying to find a comb for Mr. Dorsey. So we're going to have the full highlight video from yesterday of Alex Jones in Washington, D.C., bullhorning the White House, walking around, meeting people, and doing his usual thing, which you will only find at InfoWars.com. But there is the president meeting with Jack Dorsey right there, and it looks like he's got a team of lawyers with him, perhaps. And the president has all their attention. Kit Daniels has the story at InfoWars.com. Trump holds closed-door meeting with Twitter's Jack Dorsey. And, of course, Trump tweeted this out, but you go back last year, and you know what Trump has said during his rallies, and this is what he tweeted out last July. Twitter shadow banning prominent Republicans. Not good. We will look into this discriminatory and illegal practice at once. Many complaints. So, you wonder if the president brought that up, but you can see in the picture that he shared on Twitter that we have at InfoWars.com, he has a stack of news on his desk that he appears to be going over with Mr. No Comb, Jack Dorsey. And so, Alex Jones was in D.C. while this was all going on, bullhorning outside the White House, doing his normal thing that you will only get here at InfoWars. You know, what other, I mean, there is no other news organization where the face of the organization is actually the ones running everything and out in the front lines. You just don't get this anywhere else. And so we're going to have the full highlight video of that coming up on the other side. And then there's all kinds of other news. It seems that the president is just as upset as we are about what happened at the southern border, where Mexican soldiers disarmed American soldiers. And now the president is saying He believes it was a distraction. He believes it was a distraction for the drug smuggling that's going on, which I think I said that yesterday. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and listen, but we talked about this yesterday. I lost my temper. And so we're going to be talking about that and some other news coming from the border, including a video we have of, this is just breaking right now, a bunch of armed men escorting a caravan across the southern border. So, you know, you've got videos of kids being drugged through barbed wire fence. You've got videos of kids at the top of fences. You've got videos of just armed men with rucksacks coming across. You've got drug smuggling coming across on video. Coyotes coming. It's all on video. Here's another one. Armed men escorting people. I mean, we're rolling this B-roll right now. It's incredible. So this is, you know, this is all going on at the southern border. But, yeah, hey, it's liberal. It's progressive. No, you really have to wonder. You really have to wonder why our leaders are not doing anything about this. You've really got to wonder. Any sane person would accept the fact there is an emergency at the southern border. So you just ask yourself, what is driving these people insane? What is it? I mean, what do you have to see at the southern border to accept the reality? Again, kids being drugged through muddy water, drug across barbed wire, on top of large walls, tens of thousands of people breaking through fences, breaking through police lines, throwing weapons, undercover video of them talking about how they're getting paid, people coming across with bags of drugs and guns, and you say, hey, we need to do something at the southern border. You know, there's an emergency. It's kind of out of control. How dare you, racist? It's just like, what? And then, oh, who saw this coming? InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. So what's the new narrative around Russian collusion? What is the new narrative? What is the big headline? What is everybody talking about? Don McGahn. So just get ready. Don McGahn will be on all the bottom lines for the next 2 days. Don McGahn. Don McGahn subpoenaed. Did Trump lie to Don McGahn? Was Don McGahn covering up for Trump? Who's Trump covering up for? Who is Don McGahn? Where is Don McGahn? I mean, so this is all coming. Don McGahn now obstructing justice with President Trump. Don McGahn now carrying Trump's water. And it's all happening. Don McGahn is the president. It's not even Trump. It's Don McGahn. Just like it was, who else was there? I mean, should we go down the list of all the people that they've acted like this was the one, this was the be-all, the end-all, we finally got Trump? It's Don McGahn now. So the crew is just rolling through all the stories. It's the same old story. The criminal Democrats are engaged in a coup against the president, committing open treason. You can ask yourself why. But that's the same story. But it's now Don McGahn. So we're going to have all of that and more. I got a bunch of culture news, a stack of that as well. And let's not forget, Leo Zagami is joining me at 11:30. And then Patrick Casey from the American Identity Movement, whose video we featured yesterday, protesting the Drag Queen Story Hour. He will be joining me at 1:06 Central in the third hour. So, before we go to this break, let me give you the good news. We still have 50% off all InfoWars apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. This special has yet to be shut down. It's now 48 hours past its expiration date, and you can still go to InfoWarsStore.com and get all InfoWars apparel 50% off. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the stocking caps, the hoodies. It's all 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes it possible for us to beat the censorship that you know we are enduring. And it's funny, I was talking to somebody earlier about 2020 coming up. What's going to happen in 2020 when people are rushing to InfoWars and looking for Alex Jones and everything on social media and YouTube? Because that's we were basically, I mean, number one on the internet for political and presidential campaign coverage for 2016. What are they going to do when they see we're banned? What are they going to do? It's going to be an interesting next couple of years, isn't it? Yes, it's only going to get stranger. So when we come back, we'll have the highlight reel of Alex Jones bullhorning the White House. But in this short four-minute break, go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of 50% off all InfoWars.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. There at the White House lawn, Alex Jones, the controversial host, Trump supporter, out there with a bullhorn, and that's what you heard earlier, some people out there as well, saying they support President Trump, but they don't support Twitter. President Trump meeting with the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, here at the White House today. You kind of hear the bullhorn in the background. Thought we'd show you what is happening.
That was Brett Baer on Fox News yesterday. While the president was meeting with Jack Dorsey, he gives a shout out to Alex Jones, the controversial Alex Jones. Yes, make sure you add that caveat. But there you go. Hey, I actually give Brett credit to even say Voldemort's name on live television. So, it's the small victories. But yes, you know, D.C. is buzzing right now, folks. And Alex Jones is still out there. And so I've got another story happening in D.C. right now that you're just not going to believe. In fact, I hope Alex runs into these people, quite frankly. And it would really be something. But before we get into what Alex may be doing today, here is a look at what Alex Jones was doing yesterday. It's Alex Jones in D.C., shaking hands, carrying a bullhorn.
President Trump's done a great job rebooting this country, but he hasn't stood up against Big Tech and the censorship. Big Tech has been caught in undercover videos of their own documents and whistleblowers, suppressing the speech of Christians and conservatives and veterans, and the left is planning on using this to steal the next election. President Trump must take action against Big Tech racketeering right now. Trump must enforce the First Amendment and Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act and stop Big Tech from being censored. The American people demand that their First Amendment be defended. President Trump has signed an executive order to stop colleges from banning free speech. That is the right move by the president, but the president must take action against Big Tech censorship now. All the evidence shows the Democrats already stole the last midterm election. They are openly bragging about the censorship that they are engaged in. And we, the people, must stand against this censorship. President Trump, you must defend free speech. President Trump, you must take action for the First Amendment, for racketeering of Democrats and Big Tech are colluding together. And because the federal government has left a large vacuum open with no regulation against these censors, it is allowing the communist Chinese, it is allowing the authoritarian EU, and it's allowing the Hollywood leftist to by fiat create a world government censorship system. President Trump, your only area you're failing right now is because Congress won't let you defend the border and wouldn't give you the funding. We understand. But the place you can't take action is as a champion of the First Amendment. President Trump, you are allowing the EU and the communist Chinese and Big Tech to work together to censor. The argument that the government can't regulate these companies is bogus. Don't let the American people that elected you be silenced. Stand for the First Amendment.
stand against the fake news. It is critical for you, President Trump, to take action against the globalists and the Chi-Coms working with traitors in our country to censor the American people. President Trump, you must take action against the censors. You must take action against Big Tech. You must take action against the globalists. You must take action against the NWO. We have the internal documents and videos of Google, Facebook, and Twitter admitting their incredible censorship of the American people. We have the evidence of their collusion. We have the head of Google saying we're doing this to stop Trump winning again. And then they lie to Congress, President Trump. They lie to Congress, President Trump. And they say they've never censored anybody. They've never censored a conservative. They never fixed the search result. Big Tech is lying! InfoWars.com has been standing for the Republic. So has NewsWars.com. And we have honorably been fighting for this Republic and its reboot. And the independent press that got you elected needs the cavalry to come, President Trump. Big Tech must be broken up. Big Tech is working with Communist China. It's working with the EU. It's working with others to openly censor not just their people, but us. This is a foreign election meddling, President Trump. This is globalism. But America's fighting back. And thanks to your leadership, we're away. But we need you to stand against Big Tech censorship, President Trump. President Trump, America, listen to you. We stood up. We got you elected. You defeated the fake Russiagate hoax. But now you must defeat the attempt to destroy the First Amendment. President Trump, please save the First Amendment. Please do the right thing and stand up against Big Tech. You will not win the 2020 election unless you stop the censorship, because they'll steal the election, as they already plan to do, and you won't have the people's voice there when the whole corporate media turns against you. Fox News is already starting to turn against you. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. Now is the time to stand for the First Amendment. Now is the time to stand up against the Chi-Coms and the EU working with Big Tech to restrict free speech. Now is the time to stand against these censors and take action. This is the right thing to do. It's the right thing for the country. It's the right thing for America. And the censorship is incredible. And the censorship is un-American. And the censorship is illegal. President Trump, stand up for the First Amendment! Free Julian Assange! Free Julian Assange! Free Julian Assange! InfoWars.com! InfoWars.com! Tomorrow's news today! NewsWars.com! That's where you come to find the unfiltered truth. It's the dread of the globalists, it's the dread of the censors, it's the glut of their system. InfoWars.com! InfoWars.com! InfoWars.com.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones bullhorning outside of the White House. Now, I've got a bullhorn right here. This bullhorn is legendary. And I'm actually sending this bullhorn out today to an info warrior. And who knows, if you play your cards right, you may get the InfoWars legendary bullhorn next. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, when you have the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, I'm about to be joined by one of the most legendary Jedis in all of the galaxy. Leo Zagami from LeoZagami.com is about to be joining me. We sell his books at InfoWars.com. And I brought Leo on today to really get the audience woke. And there's so much in the news today. I was wondering how I was even going to segue into this conversation I want to have with Leo today. But it turns out he's written the perfect story to do just that. It's at LeoZagami.com. Joe Biden, the Vatican candidate choice for 2020. Now, there's some interesting things in this story. One is this Cura Foundation and how it's linked to the Vatican, and then kind of the dystopian biotech tyranny that it seems to be aligned with. But then, two, I realized something going over this story before Leo joined us. Leo, it does appear to me that Joe Biden is the globalist candidate, and should we even dare say the secret societies, the Illuminati candidate. And I realize this now, they're in big trouble, because even though he's polling high right now, I'm not sure how realistic those polls are. And they're going to have a tough time getting Joe Biden into the White House. He's very old. Trump is having a lot of success right now. And, I mean, let's not forget all the Biden groping videos that just went viral. I mean, those aren't going to go to rest. So it appears to me, Leo, correct me if I'm wrong, Biden, as you have it here in your headline, the Vatican candidate, but really that means the New World Order candidate, which to me means the New World Order is in quite a pinch. Leo Zagami.
Yeah, it is definitely losing some points, this New World Order, with this candidate who is not very credible, to at least to our eyes, our conservative eyes. But I'm sure that he has a very large audience, Owen, of libtards all over the world ready to endorse him. And, of course, I pointed out just with this photo that I put in this article, he's next to Lady Gaga, for example, who is a known Luciferian. During the documentary of on Lady Gaga by Netflix, they actually played the music Lucifer Rising by Bobby Bessoleil, which is one of the assassins of the Charles Manson massacres. And we are talking here about a candidate who is definitely endorsed, because 1 year ago, exactly 1 year ago, there was this gathering in the Vatican called Unite to Cure, How Science, Technology and the 21st Century Will Impact Culture and Society. Now, everybody that is anybody in the libtard movement was there. And there were, of course, Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN, and then we had Deepak Chopra, we had Jack Nicklaus, we had Katy Perry, we had many people.
Katy Perry, the one that was trying to steal the that house in California from the nuns, the one that was petitioning the Pope?
Well, of course, you have to be a Satanist or an Illuminati. Peter Gabriel, for example, was there, and we know that in the 80s he already pioneered the symbolism of the Illuminati in one of his videos. So we are talking here about people that are at the core of the New World Order, including David Lynch. So these people met 1 year ago in the Vatican, and they said in 1 year from now we're going to announce this candidacy to the world. And I tell you, I mean, we might underestimate it, but I say let's be careful about this candidate, because he could reserve some surprises. He's very powerful, and of course they can play some dirty tricks, and 2020 is around the corner, so let's see what happens. But the candidacy of Joe Biden will be announced in the next 24 to 48 hours, so exactly 1 year after this Vatican meeting where he spoke. So do you think this is a coincidence? I don't believe in coincidences in this setup, because these are people who know exactly what they're going to be doing in 2 years from now. They're not people like me and you, and they have an agenda, schedule, everything is really calculated to the detail. So they knew exactly what they were doing. That's why I pointed out that he is the candidate of choice for the Vatican. And of course, the Jesuits are the ones who at the moment, on both sides of the ocean, are trying to push for this open borders immigrant policy. And they are on one side here in Europe with Jean-Claude Ulrich, which is another Jean-Claude, and he's actually friend and fellow Luxembourg Burgish, Jean-Claude Juncker. So these two people, Jean-Claude Ulrich is the head Jesuit who controls, is a president of the European conferences of the Catholic Church. So we are talking here about this power of the Jesuits that is openly endorsing migration. They're doing the same thing, as I reported also a week ago.
Jean-Claude Juncker is literally a Nazi fortune heir. But the guy's like stumbling around drunk all the time now. I mean, I don't know what his deal is. But Leo, I want to bring this back to the candidacy of Joe Biden, because the force is strong today. I was wondering how I was going to get into this with you, but it kind of parallels what I wanted to talk with you today about. How much power? So folks can go get Leo's books at Infowars.com. They're just amazing stuff. And in fact, we had you on the War Room to discuss this. You even accurately predicted the New Zealand shooting in your most recent book. But so you've been studying, you've been a part of, you've been writing about the Illuminati, the secret societies that they've been around for hundreds of years. Some aspects of these even longer, but the ones that were really in power, I would say probably came out of Germany, you would agree, a few hundred years ago, and they've been the ones kind of bringing in all of this technology and everything. But this is my question. How much power over the world, should we say, do these secret societies still have? Do they still have the same amount of power that they had 30 years ago leading up to this point? And have new secret societies kind of been forming in Silicon Valley with upstarts and the technology boom and all the access? Has that kind of mitigated the secret society's power? Do they still have the power they once wielded? And to me, I think it all kind of can parallel the story you wrote. Here's Joe Biden, the New World Order Illuminati candidate. And I mean, I don't think his chances are good. And if this is what they're banking on to try to take back power and control in the West, I mean, that's, like you said, I mean, that the odds aren't good for them. So do you think that parallels where these secret societies and the power that they've had over the world for so long, do you think this parallels where they're at right now? Or do you think they still have the same ability to basically do and pull whatever strings they want?
Owen, simply have still all the cash in the world and more. So until you control the finances of this planet, you actually control who is printing the money, and you are controlling the whole show. So I don't think that we're getting rid of this kind of people. I mean, they can have their internal wars, but in the end, they are the most rich and powerful people on the planet, and institutions like the church are also very rich. So how are we going to overcome this materialistic power? It's very difficult to overcome this materialistic power, if not with a spiritual and cultural revolution that has to be started in a nation that is truly free. Nowadays, there is only the United States of America that we can call really free, because the rest of the world is falling under socialist rule and technocratic dictatorships so all over the place. So basically, we are now, with Donald J. Trump, the only place, the United States of America. But how long this is going to last? I mean, they have immense power, unfortunately, over, not at the spiritual level. And that's why they're destroying places of cult. Because, you see, places of cult since ancient times, Owen, are places where you gather an egregore, you gather a spiritual force through the power of prayer, through the rosaries that in the Catholic Church the old ladies, they are praying on one Holy Mary after the other. It's the same concept that is also repeated in Islam. They do the same thing.
All right,
thing.
Let's talk about this. We're going to break, Leo. Let's get into more of this on the other side. Leo Zagami is going to be with us for an hour today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Owen Troyer here filling in for Alex Jones today. He is still on a special mission in D.C. And I am joined by Leo Zagami, and we are talking about his story, Joe Biden, the Vatican candidate of choice for 2020, and who's really behind that and what that really means. And so, I mean, the things that stuck out to me, Leo, and you can get back into going into the spiritual war that you were getting into in the last segment before we had to go to break. And that's really what this comes down to. And so that's why they bring people out like Katy Perry to push their symbolism and stuff, and then go to these conferences where they push biotech and biomedical tyranny, and they roll it out like it's cool and trendy, and don't worry about what's behind it. You know, don't worry about what we really want to use it for. And so, but they've run into kind of an obstacle here with Joe Biden not being so popular. And so if they do force him in, I mean, America's going to be like, well, what the heck just happened here, I think. I don't know if America's that dead yet. But you were getting into the spiritual aspects of this. I mean, you see Joe Biden's creepy smile, the way he touches and gropes children and women. I think we understand what side of the spiritual battle he is on. But, you know, Leo, this is this is a battle as ancient as time itself between good and evil. And I think people are finally starting to become akin to it again.
They are kind of starting to get, of course, aware of it, because thanks to us and other mediums that maybe before were not obtainable, we can put through our theories, our hypotheses, but also the truth on many things that unfortunately is censored by mainstream media. But mainstream media is controlled by them, so they will have an immense power if Trump doesn't really unblock the situation. That's why what Alex is doing in Washington D.C. is very important, of course. And what's happening with Dorsey and the whole show with the Twitter. These people control Silicon Valley, of course. They have invested a lot of money in it, and they also ideologically control it, because that's the way it is. I mean, recently I was contacted by somebody in San Francisco. They had difficulty in organizing an event for me there, because of course the way things are down there in California. But regarding Joe Biden, we have a person who is endorsed directly by the Pope. I mean, we're talking about a conference which was arranged with the imprimatur of the Vatican. This is not
let me ask you this question, though. When did we see this public flip from the Vatican? I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school. I saw the Pope when he came to St. Louis. I went to pro-life marches. When did the Catholic Church all of a sudden become pro-choice? I mean, this is really strange. When did this happen? Because, I mean, even not too long ago, the Catholic Church and the Pope has always been publicly pro-choice, very adamant. Now we have a pro-life. Now we have a pro-choice Pope supporting pro-choice in America. When did this flip happen? I guess they're just taking the mask off now.
They're taking the mask off, but they have been gradually taking it off since the end of the 60s, when the Second Vatican Council started to come into fruition. And people like Ratzinger, of course, but also Jesuits. The Jesuits were very important in this Second Vatican Council, and they came out with all these liberal policies soon after. So John Paul II briefly at the beginning of the 80s started to oppose it, but then they took over the show. So this is really the making of the Jesuits. This order that really doesn't care about Christianity, actually wants to destroy Christianity in favor of this one world religion. So they have already secretly converted to Islam, a lot of them, and because it's the religion they're going to use in the coming years, and they know this very well. The Vatican calculates also how many people, you know, are arriving from these countries, how many newborn. We know that in the West we don't have as many children as the Muslims, so it's very easy for them to take over the show. But when this show will be taken over, that's the moment in which you will have, you will receive the mark of the beast. That's when we will embrace
microchips. Is this just basic mathematics? I mean, are we talking about basic logistics with these secret societies determining that they're going to bring in Islam as the one world religion? Is that because there's billions and billions of Muslims out there and they can move them about the planet?
No, I think it's because of the manipulative way they can use Islam. It's easier to use because here in the West they have gradually destroyed Christianity after the Age of Enlightenment. They have created a situation, the Illuminati here in the West, whereby we don't really care much about the Bible, at least the average person in Europe especially. They are very secularized, very laicized. So, I mean, we are in front of a situation where you don't have Christian values like before, so Islam is still very strong, is a combative force they can use as a Trojan horse to then install this one world.
Well, I actually want to bear down on this point, Leo, and I've explained this before, and this is how people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and these other people are getting in office, because, you know, Christians in the West, and just in general, voters in the West, they take these practices for granted now. Christians aren't going to church. That was mainstream news just last week, how church attendance is way down. People don't identify as even religious anymore, and this is all part of the propaganda. I experienced this when I went to college. There's a graph that the crew found right there, the Great Decline, 60 years of religion in America. It's declining. And so you've kind of got that happening, and I feel that...
But it's not a coincidence. It's been planned with the Second Vatican Council. You have to understand this was a key moment in which for the first time the Church came together in modern times after the Second World War to plan this new world order. I tell you why...
What I'm saying is Christians and voters in the West, they take it all for granted. When Muslims come here, they all vote. They all go to... their religious service, they don't miss it ever. They're always doing it. And so that's why I did a breakdown of this, but you can go look at the numbers specifically using a case study, Ilhan Omar's district. Muslim voter turnout for that district was like 98%, compared to the rest, which was down at like 60%. So yeah, Muslims come here and they engage because they can practice their religion freely. And they engage because they have these rights to vote. And so they realize, so it's kind of like, oh, we can use that and manipulate that. Christians and Westerners aren't voting. They aren't praying. They aren't procreating. But these people we're bringing from the Middle East, they are. So we kind of use that as the new power wing.
I saw it myself when I used to live in Scandinavia with my own eyes. Muslims were very active politically in places like Oslo, for example, in Norway. And I mean, they were taking over already seats in the local seats here in the commune, basically. And that was many years ago. So, I mean, this getting involved with politics for the Muslims means getting involved with power. We're going to see more and more Islamic political parties in the next few years coming up all over the place. So they're going to be like a plague. And the fact that they can expand, it doesn't mean necessarily that they are promoting terrorism, but they are covering up for a lot
of
terrorism.
And we're kind of digressing from the main topic, but I kind of want to actually continue down this road for a second. I mean, if they're going to, because they all vote Democrat. I mean, they just had the story. It was like, I think 80 or 75% or something vote Democrat, Muslim voters. So what do we do? I mean, I sit here and I'm like, well, it's Muslims in the UK that are fighting against the queer education or teaching kids how to be trans and gay. It's the Muslims in the West that I feel like will fight against that same thing. Have Democrats and Muslims that vote Democrat, have they just not had this clash of ideologies realized yet? Or do you think that they just don't care?
They don't care. The interests that are moved from on top of all this, they don't really care. I mean, you have to understand that the Illuminati of Adam Weishaupt, when they were born in 1776, they were really inspired by some elements of the Muslim tradition, and they filtered through the secret societies that took their place. So basically, Islam has always had a secret footstep here in the West, in these secret societies that secretly have dealt with unspeakable deals with the Muslim world. And so we are in front of a conspiracy to destroy Christianity, but also in the end they will destroy Islam when they don't need it any longer. I mean, the thing is that the ordinary Muslims, they lose themselves.
And we're going to break here, but yeah, I mean, if they can get a one world religion, it's really going to be Satanism. I mean, they'll claim it's atheism or whatever, but it's really Satanism. So we'll get into that. Leo, we got to take a break. Leo Zagami with us, leozagami.com. All of his books are at InfoWarsStore.com. His articles at leozagami.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.